What has kept you going all these years with diabetes?
What keeps me going? Well, I'm not frightened of it, you see, and I believe that, quite frankly, you'll live as long as you're supposed to live. I don't know who controls how long we live, whether it's some God or whatever, you know, whatever you like to say, or whether it's just that you're programmed to live a certain length of time and that's it. I can't answer that question. So what keeps me going? Well, it's an interesting life, I think. It's because I believe that there are things to do in this society which need doing. We need to improve it, and everybody needs to improve it. And the more we take an interest in it and the more we try to improve it, the better it'll be for everybody.
What would be your advice to someone diagnosed with diabetes now?
My advice would be to check their blood sugar levels fairly frequently until they got used to it, and make sure that they took the treatment that they were given, whether it be tablets or whether they were put on a diet, and exercise and eat sensibly. Don't go sort of having a binge of something and making yourself ill. Everything should be done in moderation, in my opinion.
And from your long years of experience of dealing with the medical profession, what would be your advice to doctors and nurses who are dealing with diabetics?
I don't know that I would like to give them advice. What I would say to them is listen to the patients, listen to what their problems are, and then see if you can help them to put them on the right track. It's no good telling people that, oh, well, you're all going to be diabetic because you're overweight, because the majority of people won't listen to that. They'll just turn around and say, oh, to hell with that, we're going to carry on eating our pizzas and our fish and chips and everything else, you see. And not exercising. You can't make people do things they don't want to do. What you've got to do is to persuade them by example. It's rather like telling people not to smoke. For 30 years, we've been telling people don't smoke. But the children are still smoking. They're still trying it out. And if ever you've been in a ward where you've seen people dying as a result of chest infections, mostly caused by smoking, you'll never want to go there again, I'll tell you, because I've seen it and I can tell you, you won't want to do it. But the same thing applies to diabetics. You can't make a person do what they don't want to do. All you can do is to give them advice and say, well, if you don't do it, you'll die prematurely. And, okay, that's their choice. And if they want to do that, leave them alone, you know. Make them do, just say, if you do things sensibly, you can live for quite a long time and you'll live a perfectly reasonable life. But if you don't want to and you want to kill yourself, well, do it, you know, carry on.